This is Akashwani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has warned against illegal immigration, which is threatening the demography of the country. In his Independence Day address, Mr. Modi announced a high-powered demography mission to protect the country from the dangers posed by illegal immigrants. The Prime Minister said he would like to alert the nation about the concern, which has now become a challenge. He said under a well-thought-out conspiracy, the country's demography is being changed and seeds of a new crisis are being sown. The Prime Minister said that the infiltrators are snatching the livelihood of the youth of the country. Mr. Modi said they are targeting our sisters and daughters. They are misleading the Adivasis and grabbing their lands. This will not be tolerated. The Prime Minister flagged the challenges caused due to demographic changes, especially in the border areas. He said that the demographic changes in border areas pose a threat to the national security.
जब डेमोग्राफी परिवर्तन होता है तब राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा के लिए संकट पैदा होता है देश की एकता अखंडता और प्रगति के लिए ये संकट पैदा सामाजिक तनाव के बीज बो देता है और कोई देश अपना देश घुसपैठियों के हवाले नहीं कर सकता है तो हम भारत को कैसे कर सकते हैं हमने एक हाई पावर डेमोग्राफी मिशन शुरू करने का निर्णय किया है इस मिशन के द्वारा भारत पे मंडरा रहा है जो संकट है उसको निपटाने के लिए तय समय में सुविचारित निश्चित रूप से अपने कार्य को करेगा
The talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and US President Donald Trump in Alaska did not reach an agreement to resolve Ukraine-Russia conflict. Addressing the joint conference after the meeting, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the central issue of their discussion was the Ukraine conflict. Putin said he is sincerely interested in putting an end to the conflict and he described it as a tragedy. He said Russia needs to eliminate the primary causes of the conflict and warned Ukraine and Europe must not sabotage the talks. Speaking at a press conference, Mr. Trump said he called the meeting extremely productive and added, some things are still to be decided. He said US and Russia have a very good chance of further progress. US President further added that he will call NATO allies and others, including Ukraine's Zelensky. He said a deal is ultimately up to them and they will have to agree. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has successfully implemented the FASTag annual pass facility from today at around 1,150 toll plazas across the country. According to the Road Transport and Highways Ministry, around 1,40,000 users have purchased and activated the annual pass till 7 p.m. on the first day of its implementation. It added that almost 1,40,000 transactions were recorded on toll plazas. The festival of Janmashtami, which marks the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees throng to the temples to offer prayers to Lord Krishna. Mathura and Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh are fully geared to celebrate the birth of Lord Krishna. Thousands of temples, including Banke Bihari Temple, Prem Mandir, ISKCON Temple and Sri Krishna Janmabhoomi Temple, have been tastefully decorated in Mathura, the birthplace of Lord Krishna. India's merchandise exports showed a strong performance in July, registering an increase of around 7.3% to $37.24 billion on an annual basis. According to provisional data by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, major drivers of good exports growth were engineering goods, gems and jewellery, electronics, pharmaceuticals and organic and inorganic chemicals. Among these, electronic goods exports increased around 34% from $2.81 billion in July 2024 to $3.77 billion last month. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Konkan and Goa for the next 2 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions are likely to prevail in Assam, Meghalaya, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Telangana, Uttarakhand and West Madhya Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.